There he goes, Tennessee. Get him. Got him. Dead center. That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Tied and helpless, Tennessee is held prisoner atop Dead Man's Plateau by Nick Dalton, who plans to overthrow the United States government by renewing the war between the states. Meanwhile, Cook Stove, Snake, and Jose are racing toward the outlaw hideout to free him. Cook Stove plans to surprise Dalton by attempting to reach his nest by a small footpath which leads almost straight up the face of the plateau's east wall. But Dalton outguesses the old rancher and figures his plans correctly. Although Rat Boykin, Dalton's hired killer, seems to doubt that Cookstove will attempt such a dangerous climb on horseback.
Oh, Dalton, put pants almost straight up. Horse would never make it.
That's what Cookstove would like me to think, Rat. But there's an overhang on both sides of the path for protection until he's within 200 feet of where we are.
You think Cookstove be fool enough to risk breaking a horse's leg trying that away?
I know he would, Rat. But he, Snake, and Jose will have to make their last 200 feet without benefit of cover.
So, what's your plan?
I'm going to make sure there are enough riflemen to wipe them off the face of the earth.
You better make double sure this time, Dalton. Your luck's liable to run out sooner than you figure on.
It will hold until you're out of the way, Tennessee. The minute I know the names of all who are aware of my plans for taking over this country, you die.
Ain't it a grand feeling, Dalton? Just by killing 7 people, we renew war between the states.
And take over the government in Washington, Rat. Keep your eye on Tennessee until I get back.
Gonna make dead sure Cook Stove, Snake, and Jose get wiped out. Dalton?
Yes, Rat. Knowing where Cook Stove will strike, it's a simple matter to place my men in just the right spot. Getting rid of those 3 is the first step in doing away with Tennessee.
Tennessee, if you know any prayers, you'd better start saying them.
I set a heap of store by prayer, Rat, because it's the only thing what saved me many a time.
Best try it, then. As soon as Dalton gets the names of everybody who knows his little plan, you're a gone gosling.
That's your word for it, Rat. Me? I got other ideas.
Ideas won't help you now, Tennessee.
Maybe so. Maybe no, Rat.
Positive no, Tennessee. With Cookstove, Snake, and Jose riding to certain death, and you hogtied, there ain't a frazzling thing can save them, or you either.
I cannot save my friends unless I can get free. But how to break loose from here is more than I can see.
With Cookstove, Snake, and Jose riding to their doom, things do look desperate for Tennessee. For once, he seems powerless to avert disaster. We'll learn more about this in just 1 minute. Today, we're reminding you that stars in your bread box mean better sandwiches in your lunchbox. Yes, sir, amigo, the secret is those stars mean enriched tip-top bread. And tip-top is different. It's the only loaf-baked and exclusive tip-top way that makes each bite as keen in flavor and smooth as homemade. As a result, Tip Top just naturally tastes more delicious every way you eat it. Just try a slice spread with cherry jam, for example, and see for yourself. And Endridge Tip Top Bread also supplies vitamins, minerals, protein for growth, and ounce for ounce, it gives you more food energy than most meats. Tell your food dealer tonight you'd like the bread that sponsors Tennessee Jed. That's the bread in the red star end wrapper, Enriched Tip Top. After strategically grouping his men at the head of the footpath, up which Cookstove is sure to attack, Nick Dalton returns to the spot where the rat is guarding Tennessee.
How about it, Dalton? Things are all set for Cookstove's arrival?
You've been asking too many questions lately, Rat. You better practice keeping your mouth shut.
Rat Boykin's different from your other boys, Dalton. Don't talk to me like you talk to the rest.
I tolerate a lot from you, Rat, because of your efficiency. The man who takes over when I leave might not be so lenient.
I can handle him all right, Dalton. Because the next man's gonna be me.
Don't be a fool. You haven't got the brains for leadership.
You're making a big mistake, Dalton, not toting fair with your men. They just might turn on you.
No man has the courage to turn on Nick Dalton, Tennessee. Not even Rat.
I'm playing for stakes too big for arguing, Dalton. Where are you going? And who's taking over?
I said it's not healthy to ask too many questions, Rat.
I'll worry about my own health, Dalton. I hired out to work for you, not somebody else.
The chain of authority will not be broken, Rat. I'm needed in Louisiana.
You can't pull out till we find out all who know your plans.
That won't be long, Rat. Once all who know my plans are eliminated, war is on in Texas, and I provoke rebellion in Louisiana.
War could have been going good by now, Dalton. If we'd have put Tennessee out of the way, right off.
Tennessee lives only until I learn who else knows my plan. Then it's up to you.
Then I'm going to be around for quite a spell, Dalton. Because you ain't never going to learn who else know your plan, side Circle S folks.
Nick Dalton has ways of getting information, Tennessee. My plans will not be disrupted by an ignorant woodsman like you.
Woodsman? Yeah, woodsman, Dalton. If we were better woodsmen. There's your answer. And you say Rat Boykin ain't got brains.
What are you talking about, Rat?
Looky, Dalton. Only place Tennessee could have learned about your plan is up here on Dead Man's Plateau.
Of course, you fool. We already know that.
But, Dalton, don't you see? If you send one of your scouts out to look around, he might find out who's with Tennessee at the time.
Rat? For once, you've really used your head. At least the plan is certainly worth a try. I'll send a scout out at once.
Sure, Dalton. And if he can figure out who was with Tennessee, there's no sense in keeping him alive another minute.
There is no doubt that Rat means every word that he said. And if he has, I know that I will soon be dead.
Uh-oh. Suppose the scout is able to determine just who was with Tennessee at the time he discovered Dalton's plot. We'll see if he does in just 60 seconds. Gang, let me give you a picture of enriched tip-top bread. First, golden-crusted tip-top is a smooth, creamy white all over. It's just about the smoothest bread ever baked, like fine homemade. Second, we'll take a whiff of tip-top. Man, here's something as tempting as a loaf still warm from baking. makes you want to bite right in. And when you do, you get a flavor so delicious, so full of all the rich goodness of the wheat, you're thinking of your second helping before you finish your first. Sit yourself down with a loaf of Tip Top and check the score for yourself. Remember, it's also enriched to meet Uncle Sam's own high standards for Tip Top nutrition. Look for the stars for better bread, Tip Top bread, tonight. As yet, Cookstow, Snake, and Jose have not shown up, but the scout has returned. So let's see if he has uncovered evidence which will reveal Chief Gray Eagle as the one remaining person besides the Circle S crowd who knows of Dalton's plans.
Out with it, Pete. You must have found something or you wouldn't have returned so soon.
Don't take Pete Backus all day to read sign, Mr. Dalton. I found Tennessee's tracks, all right.
Anyone else's?
Yep, small boot marks. There's a boy with him.
I know that, you fool. That was Rod Roberts.
There's three in all. Other hombre was the engine.
Fine help, that is. He could have been one of 10,000.
There's brand new moccasins, so couldn't tell what tribe. Though he's probably Comanche.
Comanche? Why do you say that?
Comanche is hereabouts, and Circle S folks is thick as fleas. Chief Gray Eagle sets a heap of store by Tennessee.
Gray Eagle. Was he with you, Tennessee?
How many more times I gotta tell you, Dalton? I ain't talking.
You needn't say a word, Tennessee. Nick Dalton's no beginner at reading a man's face. I can tell by your eyes. It was Gray Eagle.
More than likely was, Mr. Dalton. Anyway, shouldn't be hard to learn, for sure.
I have learned, Pete. I've learned it from Tennessee's expression when Gray Eagle was mentioned.
And why wait any longer, Dalton? We know the names of all seven people that know your plan for taking over the government.
Exactly right. Now, we eliminate those seven people and renew the war immediately.
And let's get rid of Tennessee first. He's caused enough trouble already.
You've been whining for action, Rat. Now you can have your fill of it. Tennessee, Sandy, and Rod Roberts, Chief Gray Eagle, they're all yours.
You mean it, Dalton? I can start to work now? Huh? Now?
Why not, Rat? And you might as well start with Tennessee.
Dalton! Dalton, come a running. There's three riders approaching the base of Dead Man's Plateau.
Hold it, Rat. First things must come first.
Oh, please, Dalton. There's no sense in waiting.
Wait until we've disposed of Cookstow, Snake, and Jose, I tell you.
Just like you figured, Dalton. He's heading up the footpath.
Excellent. And now that we have the name of Gray Eagle, the entire Circle S crowd, including Tennessee, is about to draw its last breath.
Tennessee's one hope of stalling for time lay in refusing to divulge the fact that Gray Eagle, too, knows of Dalton's plan. Now that hope is shattered, and with Tennessee tied helplessly and Dalton's killers flying in ambush for Cookstove, Snake, and Jose, how can wholesale murder be avoided? This is Layman Cameron, gang, asking you to be sure to listen again Monday at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. You know Tip Top is better bread the moment you taste it. Look for the stars for Tip Top bread today.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.